qualities of this Nabi of Allah, he would advocate goodness to them. And he would prohibit them from what is evil. And he would allow them tayyibat, what is pure. And he would prohibit them from all that is bad and impure. And he would release them from the heavy burdens and yokes that were upon them. The Banu Israel had a lot of yokes upon them and difficulties because they, through their stubborn questioning, asking out of stubbornness and not to learn, just to make it difficult, like in the incident of Surah Baqarah, they would not ask to comply, but they would ask out of stubbornness and inquisitiveness, not with the quality of learning and improving. So like that, Allah made it difficult for them because of their stubborn nature. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final Nabi of Allah, would release them from those difficulties. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. So those who believe in him, amanu bihi, wa'azzaruhu, and those who help him, wa'nasaruhu, and those who support him, and azzaruhu means those who honor him and help him, wattaba'u an-nura alladhi unzila ma'ahu, and they follow and emulate the light that was revealed with him, ula'ika humul muflihun, it is they who are the prosperous, successful ones, muflihun, falah is success in this world and the next, and falah is a farmer, meaning they are doing the best investment, those who are the successful ones. Then Allah says, tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a, I am Allah's Nabi to all of you, to humanity in totality. So in this verses, it is clear that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent to all humanity, and the Jewish community are told that they are to believe in him, because he is sent for all nations, for all tribes, for all people. And in these verses that we just read, it's clearly mentioned that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clearly mentioned in their books, the Torah and in the Injil. And it's so amazing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned with so many amazing qualities clearly in their books. I remember traveling with my brother, so I'm asking him, Ba, tell me, where is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Old and the New Testament? And I passed my notebook to him, and I have it here with his writing. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. Some of the what he wrote here, for example, Deuteronomy 18:18, a clear verse in the Old Testament. Allah says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the crux of the meaning, because we're just going to mention a few verses, that I will send to them a prophet like unto thee, like you, O Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and he will be from their brethren, meaning from the brothers of your people. Your people are Banu Israel, meaning Ishaq alayhi salam's offspring. And the final Nabi of Allah will be from their brethren, Banu Ismail. So clearly in this verse, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final Nabi of Allah, will be like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Christians would say, no, this refers to Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. But you ask them intellectually, think about it. Do a comparison. Who is more like Hazrat Musa? Is it Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or is it Hazrat Isa alayhi salam? There's a lengthy discussion on this, which we don't have the time now, but this is a clear explanation that in most ways Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam is not like either of them. He was different. In Isaiah 29:12, Allah refers to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final Nabi of Allah, to be the unlettered messenger of Allah, the unlettered one, meaning Allah was his teacher. He didn't read and write. And clearly in these verses that are exhorting the people of the world, clearly Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referred to as الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي. In the incident of Musa alayhi salam, Allah is telling them that those who claim to be true followers of Musa alayhi salam, who are the ones accepted by Allah? Those who follow the unlettered prophet, the unlettered Nabi of Allah. So he is described like that in their books as well. Then in Deuteronomy 32:21, Allah says to the Bani Israel, because of your defiance, I will put you to shame with an unlettered nation. Their translation in the Bible has a foolish nation. And the Arabs were unlettered. Reading and writing was not common among them. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged learning to read and write, but it was a miracle for him not to read and write, because that was how he was prophesied in the previous books. And despite him not reading and writing, what a kalam of Allah, Allah sent via him. This was all the more to prove the miracle of the Quran-i-Kareem. That's why you'll find in the incident of Badr, which is mentioned in the next chapter of the Quran Kareem, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the young Sahaba to learn to read and write from the mushrikeen of Quraysh who couldn't pay their ransom. So that was also encouraged by him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this was his prophecy. This was how he was prophesied as the unlettered one. So many other prophecies of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the present Bible still. In Isaiah 29 verses 11 to 18, clear mention is made about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first encounter with Jibreel alaihi salatu wasalam. And the verse is delivered to the one who's not learned, meaning unlettered, saying, read this. And he would say, and he said, I am not learned, meaning I cannot read. So interestingly, in the Hebrew Bible, the word for I am unable to read is the same word in the Arabic language, the same root letters, qara'a. So interestingly, this is clear, a clear sign to them that this is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Isaiah 21:14, there's clear mention of the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In verses 16, there's clear mention of the battle of Badr. Isaiah 42 has an amazing description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only difference is that his name has been removed. And Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah brings an amazing report by Hazrat Shaya alayhi salam under the verses, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Explaining this verse of the Quran, he brings that biblical report where Allah commands Hazrat Shaya alayhi salam, who in English is Isaiah, and he describes Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his ummah. That chapter in 42 has this same description, a lot of it is the same, only the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is removed. In Deuteronomy 33 verse 2, the verses state, the Lord came from Sinai, meaning Musa alayhi salam, and dawned on from Sa'ir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand came a fiery law for them. The verses that mention here, he shone forth from Mount Paran. In the biblical dictionary, it's clear that Paran are the mountains of Mecca. And this is referring to the conquest of Mecca, where he came with 10,000s of saints. So the original, or many of the Bible copies still have 10,000 here. But others found it to be too clear and apparent, so they changed some versions to state thousands, and they removed the word 10. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with 10,000 saints, meaning Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum, on the occasion of the Fath Makkah. In Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 3, it also has a very similar verse. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. So Mount Paran is clearly the mountain in Makkah Mukarrama. In the Arabic Bible, it has it, فَقَدْ جَاءَ الرَّبُّ مِنْ سِينَا وَأَشْرَقَ لَهُمْ مِنْ سَعِيرٍ وَتَلَأَلَأَ مِنْ جِبَالِ فَارَانَ فَارَانَ. Isaiah 11, 1 and 2 speaks clearly of the reign of Jesse's offspring. And in the biblical dictionary, Jesse refers to Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. That's the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, there's verses John 14, chapter 14 and then chapter 16. In these two chapters, chapter 14 and verses 15 right to 30, and then John chapter 16 and verses 7 right up to 14. There's a clear discussion where Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says to his people that there are many things that I want to share with you right now, but you cannot bear them. But when he, some of the translations of the Bible have it as the Spirit of Truth, when he, the Holy One, the Spirit of Truth comes, he will share it with you. Now, they interpret this to mean the Holy Spirit that was with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ أَيَّدُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. We understand that to mean Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah helped Hazrat Isa alayhi salam with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. But they understand it to mean a Holy Spirit. They say, no, the Holy Spirit will come and guide the people unto all truth. So we then ask the Christians that if you say this is the man coming after Isa alayhi salam is a spirit, but we ask you, wasn't the spirit there with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam as Allah's help with him? They say, yes, the spirit was there with him to assist him. So then we ask them, so in the verses, it's clearly mentioned that if I don't go, he cannot come. Because Isa alayhi salam says to them clearly, there are many things that I want to share with you, but I cannot, and you cannot bear them, you're not ready for them. So I have to go for him to come. When I go, I will speak to the Lord and he will send him. So Isa alayhi salam is speaking clearly about the final Nabi of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in these verses, he clearly says that he will speak highly of me. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly speaks highly of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam in the form of the Quran Kareem and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Interesting also are the three questions. This is in John 1 to 19. There are three questions posed to Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. And they asked Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, what did they ask him? Meaning the Israelites, the Banu Israel, what did they ask him? They asked him, are you the Messiah? And he refused. He says, no, I'm not the Messiah. They asked him, are you Elijah? He said, no, I'm not that one. I'm not Elijah. Then they asked him, are you the prophet, the final messenger of Allah, that prophet? And he replied in the negative. He said, no. So clearly, from the questions they asked Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, clearly Isa alayhi salam is the Messiah. Elijah was one who they believe was raised to the heavens. And there's another messenger asked about, and that is the prophecy concerning our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They want to understand that to mean that John is referring to, Yahya alayhi salam is referring to Isa alayhi salam, but that was a separate question, the Messiah. That prophet, the prophet that he refused, denied being, is another messenger of Allah, the final messenger of Allah that they knew about. That's why the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to the people of Najran, the Christians there, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited them to Islam, and the senior there consulted with the others, what should we do? And who do you feel is this man sending us this letter? And the response came from their seniors, that this is the same messenger of Allah from the offspring of Hazrat Ibrahim, and he will be from the offspring of Hazrat Ismail as prophesied by our book. And this is clearly in the first chapter in the Bible, Genesis chapter 17 verse 20. There's another verse in Matthew. This is also the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John are verses in the chapters in the New Testament. Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, said to them, have you never read in the scriptures? This is the story of the cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. قال لهم يسوع عيسى عليه السلام said to them, أما قرأتم قط في الكتب الحجر الذي رفضه البناؤون هو قد صار رأس الزاوية. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, the best of all. من قبل الرب, and this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وهو عجيب في أعيننا, and he is marvelous in our eyes. And interestingly, this verses 21:42, chapter 21 verse 42, about the verse of the cornerstone, is clearly mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated the Anbiya alayhi musallam to be this beautiful structure, the perfect structure, but it was incomplete. The cornerstone, the main stone, is not there. فَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ يَطُوفُونَ بِهِ وَيَعْجَبُونَ لَهُ. And people go around and are astonished at the structure, but they're more amazed at why the main cornerstone is not there. And they say, why is it incomplete? Allah's Nabi said, فَأَنَا labina, I am that stone, that cornerstone, that main stone. وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ, and I am the seal of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, the culmination of the Anbiya alayhimu salam. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the completion of that structure, without whom the structure is incomplete. That's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. So in these verses, Matthew 21, 42, in verses 43, there's an interesting verse that states, there I say to you, so Isa alayhi salam is telling them, there I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. لذا أقول لكم إن ملكوت الله ينزع منكم ويعطى لأمة تعمل أثماره. There I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. So Allah says to the Israelites that because you denied and defied and became haughty and arrogant, Allah makes the best of all nations the final Nabi of Allah's Ummah. to such an extent that this is just something mentioned earlier, but the Song of Solomon's verses, chapter 5, verse 16, clearly mentions Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such descriptions, Allahu Akbar. And some versions of the Bible actually in the Hebrew has his name there, Muhammadim. So back to Surah Al-A'raf, verses 157, clearly Allah says they have the description of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Torah and in the Injil. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam announces to them in verses 158, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. I am Allah's Nabi to every one of you. There's so many interesting incidents of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam in the tafasir, like Tafsir Ibn Kathir. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah brings narrations where Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked Allah about this amazing ummah, Ya Rabbi ajidu fil alwah, in my book, and he would be referring to the original Torah, I find a nation with these qualities and with that qualities, and their book will be memorized in their hearts, and they will call out the takbir aloud, meaning in the form of adhan, and they will dress according to their prophet's dressing, with their garment at half the shin, and they will always keep themselves clean, and they will make sacrifices for Allah, and they will strive for Allah in multitudes. He says, oh Allah, make that my ummah. And Allah says to him, that is the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so many questions he asked Allah about this final ummah, the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah, they memorize their books in their hearts, and we're hearing this miracle. Every day when we're listening to the hafidh of the Qur'an, remember this is a miracle. He's reciting the Qur'an-i Kareem verbatim, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this and marvel and admire that we also must become hafidh of the Qur'an and learn the Qur'an and aspire to learn the meanings of the Qur'an and the sunnah. And we should also encourage our children to do the same. Many a time we feel we elderly already. But you know what? The Sahaba kiram, when they started learning, they were also of advanced ages. We confine learning the Quran and the Sunnah to only our children. But actually, we also have to prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to acquire the knowledge of Allah's deen and also disseminate this message of truth to the world, to humanity. Allah give us tawfiq.